This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. I'm Paul Gallant. We are at Twin Peaks off of 290. Ted Johnson, Rich Lord with me as well. I'm sitting in for Sean Pendergast.
Go Lipscomb Bison.
What's going on?
Well, the Aggies need Lipscomb.
Lipscomb?
The Bison to beat North Carolina. Otherwise, Texas A&M will face the Tar Heels in Charlotte tomorrow.
Yep.
Not ideal.
Lipscomb, a 15 seed versus a 2 seed.
Come on, Lipscomb.
They got a 2-point lead.
Come on, Lipscomb.
Is it Lipscomb or
Lipscomb? I have no idea.
Lipscomb?
Not sure. Usually that's... Rich, you usually know that.
I have no clue.
Okay.
Oh, I know they're in Nashville. That's all
Lipscomb.
I know.
Hey, do you guys like $1,000? Because it's the March to $1,000 cash contest. It's time for you to win $1,000. All you have to do is text the word PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, PRICE, to 72881. You should have that programmed into your phone already. Text PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, to 72881. You'll have a chance to win a grand, baby. How about that? I like it. I like it very much. In fact, I want to participate, but I'm not sure we're allowed to. When I was doing the show with Mad Radio, when I was doing it with Seth, I kept on noticing Seth was like texting on his phone while this was going on. I was like, wait a second. Is Seth playing the game? Is that legal? Seth, you don't need $1,000. I need $1,000. I'm poor.
Legal. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Paul,
so
you have running water and everything, no leaks in your ceilings?
We've been good for the last couple of months.
Okay, good.
The biggest issue now is that my trash valet people have not been taking the trash outside of the door on the days that they're supposed to, and some animal dug into my trash bag the other day, pulled out a T-bone steak leftover remains, and it was all over the place.
I do worry about you because sometimes your living arrangements have always been a little sketchy in the past. I just hope that you at least have running water.
We're better.
AC.
We're not getting mugged in the parking lot anymore.
Good.
We aren't overrun with cockroaches. No, we're good.
Good.
We are in a good place. The Houston Texans, per one person, were not in a good place earlier this afternoon. Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports tweeted out this. I'm told Texans owner Bob McNair had no idea.
Well, no, you got to go back to...
Hang on a second.
You got to go to the original one. Leaked sources say McNair was deposed today in Houston.
Thank you.
And Colin Kaepernick was in the depot face-to-face with McNair. So the mystery around that workout in Houston on Thursday is sort of revealed. He was in town to, in Robinson's words, face off with McNair. The most recent Robinson tweet, apparently he heard from the Texans, who disputed the face-off comment of his initial tweet.
Right, exactly. Because he said, I'm told Bob McNair had no idea that Kaepernick would be in the depositions today. He was completely surprised by it. Depot took place at 9 a.m. in Houston, went about 2 hours and wrapped up. Continuing to update this from what I was told, the Texans put it together last night that Kaepernick was going to show for his deposition today.
Yeah.
Texas saw no obvious reason for him to be in town working out on Thursday. Okay, so if they had no idea that that was going to happen, that would be a really just remarkable show of incompetence. And from, you know, putting my ear to the streets, if you will, the Texans said it wasn't a surprise he would be here. They knew he was coming. They were well aware Kaepernick would be here for the deposition today. No surprises at all. It was a very standard process.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
That's what I'm hearing from the Texan side of things.
That's what you meant when you said the quintessential he said, she said. So, which side do we believe?
You'd have to be remarkably incompetent to not know that Colin Kaepernick is in town for a deposition, right? Especially if you see him just randomly working out in Houston
when it's not a private
workout for the Houston Texans
like that. But let's talk about the workout. And, Ted, definitely want your take on this since you were not with us yesterday when we found out that somewhere in South Houston, Kaepernick had done a private workout with some of his trainers. No NFL teams were there, including the Texans. And at one point, we wondered whether the Texans – knew about the workout, and then it was pointed out, I guess, by Charles Robinson that the Texans had no idea Kaepernick would be in town. What does that say about Kaepernick's mindset, that he would work out a day before this deposition versus Bob McNair, because I don't think Charles Robinson finds his way to that workout and is able to shoot some video and post it online without someone in Kaepernick's camp letting him know. So they controlled this narrative, and I think they were responsible for the reporting of this workout yesterday. I think it's a bad look for the Texans, not only because of this deposition and this lawsuit about collusion, but if Charles Robinson is tweeting out video of Kaepernick looking good, and Robinson talked about all the great throws he made yesterday and how good he looked in that workout.
Should look good in a workout by yourself.
I was going to say, with no NFL teams there.
Right, right. But just the nature of the throws and the accuracy of the throws and the zip that he had on him and a couple of the long balls that he threw and so forth. You know, Robinson praised what he saw in the workout. The Texans need a backup quarterback. I think we all agree. Aside from social justice issues, Kaepernick would be ideal. And that's the only thing keeping him from being a candidate to back up Deshaun Watson.
But real quick, though, Rich, why do you think it was a bad look for the Texans?
Because I think if Kaepernick looks ready to go and you're not going after him, it looks petty.
Yeah, but I agree with you to a point, but how can you bring a guy on that's deposing the owner of that team?
Suing the league for collusion.
Look,
I get it.
I don't know what your stance on this, but I think Kaepernick would be a great backup to one.
I think it was his way of kind of rubbing it in their face a little bit. Yeah. That look what you could have.
And what does that say about Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of guy you want? I mean, he's power playing maybe the folks here in Houston and the Texans because of Bob McNair. So as much as maybe you think his skill set, and I agree, I think his skill set is very similar. Not too dissimilar to what Deshaun Watson is.
And oh, by the way, he went to three conference championship games and a Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that too.
Yeah, it feels like forever and a day ago. But you're right. I mean, there's no disputing that. It would be hard for me to fault the Texans for not signing him based on the fact he's deposing the owner of the Texans.
I'm not faulting them for that. I just, again, think that there's an element to this of Colin Kaepernick telling the world, you know, how dumb are the Texans? I'm here looking good, ready to go, and all they care about is whether or not I'm going to kneel for the national anthem.
That's part of the problem, Ted, if that's the way that they're looking at it. Because, look, call me naive or whatever, but it should just be about the football. I mean, I wanted to blow my brains out when I was sitting in the press box watching the Texans have Tom Savage and Taylor Heineke and all these crap quarterbacks out there for the last five games of the season. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Right.
You could have done much better at backup quarterback. Kaepernick had to have been better than those guys at backup quarterback because they were at rock bottom. Now, the good news is, at least for the Texans, Brian Gain, we heard from him yesterday after some of the big Texans signings. Well, big. Some of the Texans signings that were made over the last couple of days. Gain said, we're looking for a backup quarterback and that they would consider Colin Kaepernick.
We're evaluating that as it relates to free agency and what's available in the draft. So we're wide open as it relates to improving our roster at any position.
Wow, the word that actually acknowledging Kaepernick.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town. There is a new sheriff in town. I'm not so sure. I don't know. Would the fan base be all on board with Colin Kaepernick?
There'd be a lot of people pissed off.
There'd be a lot of anger.
There'd be a lot of people pissed off. Yes, there would.
And I don't know. If there's enough pelts on the wall for one Bill O'Brien to say, you know what? I don't care what the fans think. I mean, he's not Bill Belichick yet, right?
Right.
He doesn't care. You know, Belichick doesn't care what the fans think. Bill O'Brien and this owner, they still care what the fans think.
Winning should be everything, but it's not.
It isn't. And, you know,
appearances count.
And, you know, Eric Reed, former safety of the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, he's claiming that owners, not general managers, the owners are influencing rosters based on who knelt, who didn't kneel, whatever their, off the field kind of, you know, stuff they're doing that maybe they don't agree with is the reason he's not getting hired.
And it's not just the Texans.
It's going to be hard to prove. It's going to be hard to prove collusion.
Right.
But
it is.
Do I think that's going on? Hell yes. There's owners that don't want to bring guys in that kneel because they don't want to deal with that.
They're doing their due diligence in case. Is that Allie? Man, she looks good.
I saw her.
She was at the A-10 tournament in D.C. Yeah. I'm sorry. Mrs. Joe Smith, by the way. She's an Astro wife.
You're distracted by Allie LaForce and not by the Twin Peak girls here at Twin Peaks on 290? Wow. I'm impressed, actually. That's professional.
Side note, your boy Jim Boeheim was very rude to Allie LaForce the other day.
He's
when
rude to everybody.
She goes to me.
He's a jerk.
She goes, Coach, what do you, how do you explain the slow start to the game? We've been playing that way all year, and then leaves. See ya.
They have, right. In his defense, they have. Now, that's okay. His fault, but they have. Yeah. Boeheim's been a you-know-what to me as well. He's been a bit, like, he hates the young.
Yeah,
he hates the young students that are, like, learning of the craft. Yeah. It's good. Honestly, I will say, it's a nice first experience of dealing with a you-know-what when you're in, right. When you're trying to get into this industry.
Yeah, you're right. And the only thing I was going to add to the thing we were saying a minute ago is the Texans are not alone, obviously.
No.
In the last year, Kaepernick has gotten one conversation with one team, the Seattle Seahawks, and that's it. Yeah. So he's effectively been blackballed by the entire league.
Right.
It's going to be hard to prove, but I agree.
That's the point that you're making. You're right. Like, I don't think that they all need to make phone calls or text with one another. There's not, like, some big giant owners group chat where Jerry Jones is like, you got to sign that Kaepernick guy.
Right, but they're doing their due diligence in case there's a text message or an email or something documented out there that they can say, here it is, they were getting together to collude against my client.
There might have been a conversation had in person, and look, given the way that there was a reaction to the initial protests against police brutality and on top of that against what they consider racial inequality in America underneath the flag of the United States, in response to that immediately, I mean, we saw our own president take a step forward and say, oh, no, this is about disrespecting the flag and the troops. And then people went with that. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, actually talked about, like, hey, I stood with the players at first. I was with them at first. But then when Donald Trump changed the narrative, it changed everything.
That's exactly right.
I get the logic behind it. But at the same time, you're sort of like, that means you're like falling in line with propaganda. But that's neither here nor there. I just think in this situation, if you're looking at a backup quarterback that is better than the backup quarterback that you have right now,
boom.
He still is better than the guys that the Texans have on their roster and better than the guys that are currently available because now you're really picking – they're slim pickings right now.
But we all know, Paul, Rich, that this decision on Kaepernick starts at the top.
Of course.
Bill O'Brien could go to Bob McNair's office and say, Bob, we really need this guy. He could be really good for Deshaun. He has a lot of the same skill sets. Can we – you know. That's going to – and Bob McNair's going to – he's the one that's going to decide whether or not Kaepernick comes or stays.
And Robinson also pointing out, just real quick, that Kaepernick has the right to sit in on every deposition and that he's probably going to sit in with Jerry Jones and other owners that have been deposed, not just Bob McNair.
He wants to see them squirm, and yeah, I would actually want to do the same thing if I had been kept out
Me
of
too.
The league for a couple of seasons because of my political beliefs.
And the fro is in robust bloom
it's
at
fantastic.
This time of year.
It's fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
It's not quite
– Link on Mod Squad good.
Not quite.
And you have no idea what
I
just said.
Over my head.
That the fro over the man bun any day for me.
Ooh, man.
Did you see
impressive.
All right. Alabama's hair. I should have picked Alabama to go further in the tournament.
It's a it's out of control.
I'm so out of touch with college basketball. I had no idea that Avery Johnson is a coach again.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's coach of Alabama. And then Alabama is just fro city. It's just froze everywhere. One last thought on this, and it sort of goes to what you were saying, Ted, about like how Bill went up to Bob McNair and asked what would actually happen. Like from people who I talked to that are closer to the situation. That I talked to that were closer to the situation and were about to go to Marshall and Wichita State, they wanted a mobile quarterback behind an offensive line that they considered to be the worst in the league. Wichita State and Marshall.
Trying to grasp at the disrupted ball, graze it again before it goes out of bounds. The end line angle that we've seen, I don't know that we can definitively tell from the angles we've seen.
Well, I would agree that he knocked it out of his hands, and it wasn't so much that he tried to repossess it as much as it just glazed his fingers on the way through, on the way out. It is a tough call, as you talk about what incontrovertible, what is that word? You're the smart guy here.
Indisputable video evidence.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure it's there.
Today's broadcast of the first round of the 2018 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the broadcast without the express written consent of the NCAA and Westwood One is strictly prohibited. It looks like Darrell Willis Jr. will sub back in for Wichita State. He's a 36% outside shooter. They continue to look. Now we get a much better angle. The left hand... Does it make contact as Zach Brown of Wichita State knocks it free Does the shooter-slash-rebounder Jansen Williams make additional contact with that left hand before it goes out of bounds?
Well, the impetus for it to go out of bounds was definitely the Wichita State player in the direction that it went. Whether it caught the left hand of the Marshall player there on the way out of bounds, Jansen Williams, I don't know that you can make that call in a situation like that. But you do have a new shot clock if it's Marshall's ball, and you've got a three-point lead. Or if it goes to Wichita State, they're going to come down and get a quick one. And, boy, I would not let Frankamp have the ball. I would double him and get it out of his hands as quickly as I can because he is on fire.
35.8 seconds remain. Second half, 78-75. It's the 13-seed Marshall. Conference USA Tournament champs, finished fourth in the regular season in the league, snapped a more than three-decade drought of NCAA tournament appearances, looking for the first ever NCAA tournament win in program lore. On top of the four-seed Wichita State, the Shockers with their second-highest seed in program history after making the switch to the American Athletic Conference. It's going to be Marshall Ball. They took a look, and they'll say Thundering Herd Ball. So what do you do here?
Well, you got two timeouts. You've got to don't be afraid to throw it deep, although you've got to meet your pass. Be careful with it. Understand that you do have two timeouts, if I'm not mistaken. And so in that case, be careful. You have to have an internal clock. If you're West taken out of bounds, you got to count with the official so you don't get a five count. Make sure you meet the pass and be decisive. If nothing else, get to the line because you force Wichita State to make contact with you.
That's two timeouts for Marshall, none for Wichita State. Now there's discrepancy about who's on the floor because they had Darrell Willis try to sub in. I think that was with Wichita State anticipating it would have the ball. Now they want Zach Brown in the game, and the score was not going to allow him entrance onto the floor. But our officials intercede and say Zach Brown can come in.
Yep. Okay, so we've got all this straight now. I would throw it to Elmore right here. He's standing by himself. Whoops, there we go.
So West, far end line, backcourt left, will trigger. Full 30, 36.2 seconds, up three. Looking, fronted by the length of Morris, calls timeout. He heard you, Coach.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, that is the same out-of-bounds play they ran last time where Elmore shot that really, really hard follow.
All right, Jason Horowitz, real quickly, back with you here in our Westwood One studios in New York. Want to let you know what else is going on. Georgia State.
Triple Threat Sports Radio 610 at Twin Peaks off of 290. I'm Paul Gallant for Sean Pendergast. We got Ted Johnson. We got Rich Lohr. Hey, Come on out.
It's live radio.
Basketball. Right.
We're doing our best here.
We're trying.
If you don't know, Marshall is up three, 78-75, with about 40 seconds or so to go, and they have possession of the ball. If they hang on, it would be the second upset of a four seed, including last night's Buffalo win over Arizona.
Clearly not Cougs worthy because the Cougs took down Wichita State last time they played them. Coming up next on the Triple Threat, the Texans did address an area of need in free agency in the last 24 hours. We'll talk about that next. Triple Threat Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.